Welcome to COVID-19 Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship. And today I'm with the ITU nurse, and I'm joined by Addy, who's an ITU nurse in Bedfordshire. Welcome, Addy.
Hi, John. Thank you.
Great to have you. Now, this is a mini series that we're doing, just looking at what's actually going on the front line of the healthcare service, just to inform us better, to help us to pray into those situations as well. So, Addy, first of all, this isn't the first time that you've been involved in a pandemic situation, is it?
Yes, this isn't the first time. I was a critical nurse back home in India, and I was then dealing with H1N1 swine flu, which we know as. And yeah, those were scary times.
Sure, sure. So why don't you just give us a bit of a feel of what it's like for you at the moment on the intensive care unit, what's changed and what the challenges are?
Yeah, times have changed, John, and especially since I've started working in NHS, we do know and we do understand that we haven't come across anything like this before, like likes of coronavirus and especially a pandemic. So life is not the same in ITU as of now. The place that I work is a complete isolation unit for positive and suspected COVID patients. Wow. So we have to wear PPEs. We all are very apprehensive, and it is a mixed bag. I would say, if I have to describe how if we are in pressure, I would describe it in mental pressure and physical pressure. Mentally, we all are apprehensive, as you know, that it is a different thing to assume that you might get an infection, and it is a different thing to know that your patient is confirmed a positive, has a confirmed positive report, and you go and care for them. So everyone is apprehensive, everyone is scared, but we are holding on strong, and we are keeping, as a team, we are working really good here.
I guess what's interesting, you say that, sorry, Eddie, that you're getting apprehensive, you know, for most of us, if we kind of encounter someone in the community, we can self-isolate. But of course, for you as nurses and healthcare professionals, you're actually having to stay there on the ward, and I guess gown up in all of the protective equipment.
Yes, it is. It is one of the, I would say, everyone talks about PPEs in a good sense because they protect. Of course, it is not debatable, but there is a dark side to PPEs. When you wear a tight mask around your face, you're wearing a hat, you're wearing a face shield, you're wearing a big gown, two pair of gloves, something to protect your shoes. It is a totally different thing. And you have, as a nurses, you have to stay into that side room or into that unit for 12 and a half hours. It is really draining you physically. You feel hypoxic because you can't really breathe right. As normal mm-hmm. as you can. Mm-hmm. And you are sweating inside, and you can't go out to loo or wee because your patients are terribly sick. They are on maximum anatropic support, renal replacement therapy, maximum ventilatory support. So you can't take your eyes off that monitor. Drinking water and going to V is the last thing that you want to do in such situations with those PPE on. So it is actually tough to work in intensive right. care these right. days.
So I'm guessing we can be praying for you, but not just for you personally, but actually for intensive care nurses across the country and across the world, for those things. Anything else particular that you'd value prayer for?
I would say pray for us so that we have strength and wisdom from above to deal with these situations, because it is really challenging. It is really challenging. Mm.
No, yes, absolutely. Sure. And you know, you're a Christian, Addy. I mean, what in terms of encouragements for you, or you know, to press on at this time, what are you finding has been helpful for you?
I've been reading scripture. I've been praying for this, and I have found help in scripture in a few places that I would definitely love to share with my other colleagues. I was reading through Matthew chapter 8, verse 1-4, and Matthew chapter 5-7, as we all know, is talking about the Sermon on the Mount, and those are my favorite passages. I always read them, and I get encouraged. But after finishing the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus went down, and a large crowd was following him. After Jesus preached, it was time for him to act, and he acted in a very beautiful way. When I read that he went on and touched the leper, and he healed him, and he spoke to him a few words after that, those were really encouraging for me. Jesus was defying the norm, as we are defying the norm as of this moment, by caring for the sick. Jesus touched the leper, which was not accepted at that time. We are going in and helping the people in need, of course with PPEs, but we are doing our best. So that gave me a very beautiful understanding of how we can show Christ through our work, through whatever we are doing as Christians in healthcare profession. Yeah, I also was thinking this morning about going to my shift. I have 3 night shift back to back. So I was apprehensive, I was a bit scared, but a word of God came to my mind, a thought, a verse came to my mind where Jesus says, and that you shouldn't be anxious about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worry. Like in 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus spoke about it on Sermon on the Mount. So I was very encouraged this morning to remember that verse, that God says you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Our life is more precious than the birds and the grass and the trees, and He will take care of it. What we have to do is do our best, be the best that we can be, help the needy, help the vulnerable. And people are scared, people are worried, and this is the right time to speak the gospel. This is the right time to show them, point them to the word of God, and tell them that there is a way of salvation there. There is Christ.
That's great.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Eddie, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you get some good rest, and I'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Eddie. And it's just a reminder, Eddie is an intensive care nurse, that, you know, CMF is here to unite and equip Christian doctors and nurses to live and speak for Jesus. And we're very much here and have a growing nurses membership. And we're also inviting you across the UK and across the world to join us with prayer at 7 o'clock every day on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and later on YouTube. We're posting prayer points and asking you to stop and to pray for our healthcare service, for our nation and the globe. So check out us on social media for that, and look out for other resources coming your way, particularly The First Incision, which is our other sister podcast, went into season 3 just very recently, with John Wyatt speaking about costly love, and particularly about the birth of the nursing profession through the plagues in Alexandria. So just speaking with Eddie just there just reminded me of that. Do check that out if you can. We'll see you soon. Thank you.